I climbed back down from the rock. In the distance, I spotted a couple approaching. Your first thought is, nutcase? But then I noticed, even from 100 feet, that the couple was panicking. The man was pulling the woman to the other side of him so that he would be between her and me when we passed. The woman stopped, and the man jerked her forward authoritatively. As they got closer, I could see that he was tall and skinny, wearing a plaid shirt and black horn-rimmed glasses. She was a blonde and looked determinedly at the ground, her face rigid. When they were within a few feet of me, he reached out and grabbed her arm. I couldn't resist. Just as we were about to pass each other, I addressed them forthrightly. "Hello, good people," I said, "and how are you on this fine summer evening?" At first, silence. And then the woman started shrieking uncontrollably, "Oh my God! Oh my God!" And they hurried away. This was an interesting discovery. One of the most frightening things in the park, at night, was a man on his own. One of the most frightening things tonight was me. I was emboldened by the realization. I was no longer afraid. I was frightening.